From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. Tonight's top worry. If something happens to your apartment and you need to, like, stay in a hotel and pay for it, that would be crazy, right? Art Palpitations has more.
That would be crazy, Tammy, but you got surprisingly affordable renter's insurance through GEICO, so it could be covered, giving you peace of mind.
Aww, I love a story that ends well.
Next up, love stories. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, usually at this time every Friday afternoon, it's Ask Me Anything, where you ask questions of our listeners of, working in maybe unusual backgrounds or professions. But we've parked that for the summer and we're bringing back summer memories because we like to get the chance to bring in some well-known voices and familiar faces for a chat to find out about their summer memories. And today I'm delighted I'm joined in studio by TV presenter Baz Ashmawi. Baz, good afternoon. How are you?
How are you fixed? Good. How are things?
We've talked many times on the show over the phone, but I've never met you in person.
Finally, so, get to see you in the flesh.
I know. Well, I hope you're not too disappointed.
I'm over the moon.
I'm thrilled that you came in today. Where does the summer sit in your kind of favourite seasons? Do you enjoy it?
I love it more than Christmas. I kind of, since I've had kids, I think it's very hard. Yeah, I can't decide. Yeah. I love Christmas, but summer's what you look forward to. The weather changes. I love that feeling of being away on holiday and wrapping your kids in a towel and loads of pools and splashing around. Yeah. And I love travelling as
right,
well.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So yeah, summer's a nice fix for me.
What's your first summer memory that you can recall?
Sadly, I think it's Ballybunion, which I was kind of raised by my mum and my gran, and I remember getting the kind of horse and cart in Ballybunion and that being a big deal, and we would go there a lot. It was Ballybunion and the Isle of Man.
Right.
My mother.
Nice though.
Yeah, not as glamorous as other people had it. My mother used to take me on these. She liked to travel, but she'd take me to weird places. So, like, we'd do Transylvania in like November or something.
Wow.
But just to be no one there, she'd take me out of school and we'd go off to Transylvania and these crazy.
Amazing. What kind of age were you around that time?
I was from the age of kind of 7 or 8.
Wow.
My mum always loved travel, but maybe money was tight or whatever, so we would do it differently. But the Isle of Man every summer as well.
Was there a connection there, family or
no,
just
No, it's just it? Get the boat and listen to Bob Monkhouse. They'd all come, you know, all these kind of 80s TV stars would do stage shows there and you'd go and see the shows.
Brilliant.
But nice memories, yeah. Like you play the arcade, good. The TT would be on and stuff like that.
Do you have a best summer holiday that you remember from over the years?
Probably my own. I did a couple of seasons as a young fella. I think I was maybe 16, 17, 18, working in EOS.
Wow.
So I worked in a jewellery shop during the day and then at night I'd work in the Dubliner bar in EOS. And I was with some people who came from a different financial background to me and they were just holidaying for the summer.
Yeah, you were working.
But I was grafting, but it was my first time away. And actually some of the friends I made back then are still some of my best friends now as well. So
there's something about those summers abroad, whether it's kind of the J1 or those younger year working summers, that they're just brilliant memories.
You're just so green. Aren't you? It's the innocence of it. You're so green to the world, and you know, I'd never really met English people before, and you had all these preconceptions of what they thought of you, and then all of a sudden, all that's kind of smashed. And I think that was the first time, and seeing like the Greek islands, Naxos or Paros or Ios or those places, and spending some time in Athens, I think that was my first outside of Egypt. That was my first time. I kind of went, "Wow, the world is amazing! Yeah. Like, there's some amazing places out there."
Greece is probably a more unusual place, I would have thought, in your teenage years to go to work. It kind of typically was Malaga or the J1, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, back then I think EOS was, I remember because I worked in a bar and there used to be people passing out every night, right? Because they drink these cocktails from the bar and I think they were putting methylated spirits in the bottom. No, it was terrible. I never did it, but they'd be passing it. So when my mates arrived over for their holiday, I remember going, "Do not drink those cocktails." And the lads were like, "Really?" And I was like, "I think they're putting something in it. So, you know, don't do that." And then that night they're all standing there with blue and green cocktails and they couldn't care less what they were doing. They could have been toilet duck in it. Yeah, they wouldn't have cared.
The fat frog
fat
cocktails.
Fat frogs,
yeah,
and all
the colours of the greens.
Yeah.
Was the Gaeltacht ever on your radar in the early days?
I did ring. I did ring. I didn't last very long.
Really?
I
think you kicked out?
No, I think I threw myself down a hill to try and pretend I had a blackout. I could have just negotiated with my mum, but I went for the extreme. It's funny, even that relationship with Irish is, because I do Irish with my youngest one at the moment. And I regret it so much, because you just don't realise when you're younger what an amazing thing. I have a few friends and they're fluent in Irish, and it's such a great thing to have. It's one of those things I'm playing with at the moment, maybe going back and studying it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, once you're around people and they're talking Irish, it's lovely. It's really nice.
It's kind of embarrassing, I find.
It's a bit cringy. I just blame it on being half Egyptian and missing out in the first 8 years.
Well, people just assume I have great Irish because I'm from Donegal, and I have to say to them, like, I'm from the south of the county.
Yeah. So I would assume that. There you go.
If you won the lotto, have you a dream holiday destination?
That's a good question. It's funny, I've been lucky enough that I've been
traveled.
I'm so much fun on holiday, they pay me to go on holiday. Do you know what I mean? I'm great crack. I would have to say, out of all the places I've been to, I'm a little bit in love with kind of Southeast Asia. I love Thailand, and I love Laos. And tough as it is, I like Cambodia and Koh Chang and all around there.
Okay, I've never been to any.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. And then if you go to somewhere like Laos, it's actually previously French occupied. So it's got kind of Parisian or French architecture and the baguettes. And, you know, you can see all these influences. Tokyo, if you've never been.
Also, I've never been.
I have two daughters and they're both obsessed with anime and Japan. And I've been lucky enough to do Tokyo a couple of times. And Tokyo is a head spinner. It's one of those places.
You're like your own little holiday, you know, travel agent over there.
Yeah, but the world is a big place and you should see it, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's great.
Do you have a favourite person to holiday with?
This is a very triggered question.
Because, and you see, if you get this wrong now,
if I don't say Tanya,
you're in bother.
I'm in trouble. So I would say Tanya is, but she's probably not my number one, if I'm honest with you. I love the lads. I love the lads as well.
They're different holidays.
But easily, my favourite would have to be my mum.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, she's easily... We were lucky enough to do... I think we did 18 countries in 3 years.
Wow.
And probably the best fun I've ever had.
You have a great relationship, don't you?
I don't know if it's great. I think people think it's great, but it's had some poison jeers.
I'm sure every like, you know, parent relationship has those moments.
You know, it's like those people who have stray dogs who they love, but keep humping the sofa in front of guests. I'm like one of them where my mother's just tolerated me and we have some type of communication. But no, we're good pals, and my mum has a brilliant ability to. She's the type of person, if you see her for a little while, you feel better.
Mm.
You know, there's a thing we call mood hoovers. You know, the people may be in the office and they're having a bad day and they tell you what a bad day they're having, and another person will tell you how, and next thing they suck the energy.
It's normal.
My mum is the opposite of that. She's someone who can inject amazing positivity and energy into you. So spending time with her is a real nice thing to do, you know.
Holiday romances?
Oh, I've had many over the years. Yeah, yeah.
And you'd like to elaborate?
No, I had a funny one when I was a kid with my mum. I think we were in Portugal, and I was very, very young. I think I was very innocent, 14 or 15, and I fell madly for this Portuguese girl. And we decided, she was from Lisbon, and we decided we were going to go to Lisbon. I left my mum this very elaborate note thanking her for everything she'd done for me. And how I was starting my new life in Lisbon. And I got to a train station and then thought, I really don't want to leave my mammy. And that was the end of the relationship. But for about a couple of hours now, I was a new man.
The bags were packed enough.
But no, not a lot of holiday romances, really.
Are there the three things you cannot holiday without?
Oh, God. That's really,
like, are you a reader when you're on holidays? Like
I like to read.
What do you like to read?
I like anything at all. Like, you know, I don't really care. Holiday books are, I'd pick up anything, you know. Music is really important to me. So I need headphones and I need a phone of some sort. I don't really need a lot. I was a backpacker for years. So when you travel, like, I don't think I even owned a pair of shoes. Do you know? So I'm pretty robust. I don't need a whole lot, even though if you saw me going on one of my shows, I bring a very elaborate oversized suitcase with me everywhere.
Well, know? Mick in Lusk says, tell Baz I thought Fateless was brilliant. I hope there's going to be a season two.
Thanks very much. Thanks for that.
James in Cork says, I turned on the radio halfway through Andrea talking to Baz about Asia. I thought he said loud, though, rather than loud. I was fascinated by the French influence in County Louth.
Well, now, there you go. I don't know. I'm sure there are some French people in Louth.
Lots of French influence there. Yeah. Have you a favourite holiday song? What it reminds you of?
I went this year with my two oldest boys and we went to the closing parties in Ibiza. I took them, which I was very nervous about.
Yeah.
But it was something that I'd promised them for a long time.
What a cool dad.
I don't know about that, but we had a great time. And we went off clubbing to Pasha one night and we saw Clapton and he was playing. And when we walked into the club, I had this moment with a couple of friends and the kids and he was playing the Dua Lipa song. What's it called? Forget Physical.
Get Physical. That is your summer memory
song.
There we
go.
There you go. Baz, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks a million for joining us here at Lunchtime Live to share your summer memories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.